Welcome to Shomachshava on the Daf. We're holding a Menoches Daf Kuvzayin. The Gemara in Amud Aleph tells us that when someone donates barzel, steel to Beis Hamikdash, you use it for Kal Yo'iriv. What's a Kal Yo'iriv? Rashi says it's some nails that you put on top of the roof of Beis Hamikdash to make sure that the birds or the ravens don't go on the roof of Beis Hamikdash. So Tosfos tells us that only Beis Hamikdash Hasheni had Kal Yo'iriv, because Beis Hamikdash Hasheni did not have the same level of Gdusha of Beis Hamikdash Harishon. But Beis Hamikdash Harishon, there's no need for Kal Yo'iriv. The Gdusha did not allow the birds to rest on the Beis Hamikdash. Here is important to point out what Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar in Parshas Vayigash and Bereishis Perek Mevov Pasuk Chof Zayin brings regarding the difference between the Gdusha Beis Rishon and Gdusha Beis Sheni. So he says, Chazal tell us that after Churban Beis Rishon, there wasn't the same Ashuras Hashchina. Ke Beis Sheni loy Shuras Hashchina. Says Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar, in a Kavanah loymar shaloy Shuras Hashchina Beis Sheni klal. Don't think there was no Ashuras Hashchina in Beis Sheni. Because he says, the Gemara tells us, that Shuva Hashem Reviv Yisrael Yisrael, that whenever you have 22,000 people of Am Yisrael, there is a Shuras Hashchina. And in addition, the Pasuk in Chagai tells us, Ve'eretze Boi Ve'echobit, mean there will be a Shuras Hashchina in Beis Sheni. It just, it doesn't have the same Tadirus of a Shuras Hashchina like Beis Rishon. And when Mechai had something Alpi Kabbalah, it says the Mida called the Mida Satiferis wasn't there in Beis Rishon, only the Mida which is called the Mida Samalchus. The Ayin Besever HaTanya Peregrin Gimel, where he goes to explain the difference between the Gilu of Beis Hamikdash Harishon and Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, he says, and he speaks obviously in his usual Kabbalistic terms, but the idea is that in Beis Hamikdash Harishon, the Gilu of the Shekhinah Yilah comes down directly to the Tachtonim by connecting to the Luchos which are in the Aron. So you have a very high Madrega coming down to the below, to this world. That I don't have the luchos. So then, the way the gilui is what's called the gilui of ishtashalus. The top world connects to something below it connects to something below that, until it comes down to this world. It's not a direct connection of the gilui shchina of the elyonim down here. It goes to ishtashalus. And continues by Altanian, it says that miyom shechor beis hamikdash ein lo kadosh baruch hu boilom el dal hama shel halacha. So he says, someone who learns Torah, he does mitzvahs, he does the ma'isim, he also brings Gilui Shechina like it was by Sheni through Hishtal Shalos. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mizgali through different Hishtal Shalos from Darga to Darga until there's a Gilui down here in the world. But it's not the Gilui Elyon that you have by Esmini Shavishar, and that comes only when you have the Oren, when you have the Luchos. And this is the time that Beis Hamikdash Harishon has all these nisim, because it's not a revelation of a regular shtashlus coming down to the world. It's something which is coming from a much higher place. So you have here, the Gdusha is revealed here. It's something which is beyond this world. And mainly, this is what Tosfos is telling us, in the name of the Aruch, that you don't need a Kal Yo'iriv in Beis Hamikdash Harishon, because the Gdusha is so apparent, it's so revealed, that the birds don't get close. Mashenki Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, that your Gdusha is there, but it's hidden. It goes through Ishtashos. It goes from a level to level until it comes down to this world. So there, you know, the Arvim, the birds, don't realize it so clearly, and they come and they rest on the Beis Hamikdash. And George, just to add to this, the Mitzat Sheni, we know what's brought down in Pirkei Cholos, the Leshem always brings it, we mentioned a few times, that the Gilui of Tersha Baal Peh of Beis Sheni is much greater than Beis Rishon. And that it comes together. The more gilu you have in the Elyonim, the less gilu you have in Tachtonim. The more you have revelation from above, the less there's a place for an Adam to operate. But by Sheni, that you don't have such a big gilu, so there's more place for Adam to operate, so you have more gilu, more of a revelation, more of an expansion of Torah Shabbat Peh, which is the Torah that comes from us, from the Adam. Anyone who wants to join and sponsor the Shomach Shavah Shurim, please email shomachshavah@gmail.com.